Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
All right, y'all, let's get straight to it. No incense, no fluff, just cosmic receipts. In numerology, karmic debt numbers are the "you ran up a tab in the past" chapter numbers. They show you whether soul took shortcuts, misused power, or ghosted responsibility, and now has the pay and awareness. This is the life you chose to pay said debt. And there are four of them. The first one is 13, and when you reduce it, you get 4. And the theme is from laziness to discipline. The glitch in your past life was you avoided work, you cut corners, and you relied on others. This life lesson is build brick by brick. No hacks, no skips, just build. You're here to master structure, routine, and craftsmanship. Chaos follows when you resist consistency. Success comes slow, but unstoppable once discipline is embraced. So ask yourself, am I honoring the process or just craving the result? 14 reduced to 5. The freedom debt. Theme from excess to moderation. Past life, you overindulged. You had an addiction. You manipulated others. And you was irresponsible. The lesson this life? Freedom requires self-control. Life may swing between extremes until balance is learned. Temptation is part of the curriculum. You're meant to experience freedom without destroying yourself. So ask yourself, do I control my desires or do they drive me? 16 reduces to 7. The ego death debt. From pride to humility. Past life, you suffered from ego abuse, spiritual arrogance, misuse of knowledge. The lesson this life? Lose the mask to find truth. Stop trying to sound smart. Sudden losses, breakups, or collapse happen to crack the ego. Illusions must die for wisdom to live. True power comes through inner knowing, not dominance. So ask yourself, what identity am I clinging to that needs to dissolve? 19 and 1, the power debt. From selfish leadership to service. You suffered past life from abuse of authority. The me first mentality. Life lesson? Lead with others, not over them. Your independence is tested through isolation. You must learn independence without dependence. When the ego bows to service, your doors will open fast. So ask yourself, am I leading to be seen or leading to uplift? Now, here's the big picture. Karmic debt numbers don't curse you. They train you. They are advanced classes, not punishments. And here's the twist most people miss. Bars. Once the lesson is integrated, karmic debt often turns into mastery. So let me flip it on you real quick, because growth likes mirrors. Which one felt a little too accurate for you? And more importantly, are you paying the debt consciously or letting life collect interest? Thank y'all for rocking with me. And until next time, remember, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.